evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bill Stern with the Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel.
Colgate Shave Cream Medicine is on the air. Colgate Shave Cream Medicine with glory red. Surrounding Bill's advice and you'll look so keen. You'll have a face both smooth and clean. Colgate Shave Cream and Bill Stern.
The 537th edition of the Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel, featuring America's most famous collector of yarns and stories. Some legends, some hearsay, but also interesting that we like to pass them along to you. And to do this, here's radio's number one sports reporter, Bill Stern. Good evening. Our guest tonight is one of America's most famous movie stars, Sonia Henie. But before you meet Sonia Henie, here is Reel One, Portrait of a Parable. This is one of the strangest sports stories that we've ever told. It's the incredible story. A story that comes to us from one of the greatest living American authors, Mr. Fulton Alver. The amazing story of a prize fighter. This story begins during World War I. In that war, shortly after our American doughboys had landed in France, the American soldiers began to stage a series of boxing bouts for the entertainment of the troops. At one of these army prize fights in France, a young American fighter knocked out his opponent, knocked him out so cleanly that right after that fight, a distinguished American who was visiting our troops in France called the company commanding officer over to his side and said to him,
Captain, you remember that fighter who won the main bout tonight?
Yes, sir.
Well, Captain, I don't want that young man to move up to the front when his company leaves here. But he can do more good here, behind the lines, entertaining thousands of soldiers than he can by best just being another doughboy up at the front. Captain, keep that young man here.
When the captain relayed that order to the young prizefighter, the prizefighter was angry, so angry that he blurted out,
But Captain, why can't I move up to the front with my unit?
Because I have orders from an important American official to keep you here behind the lines, and I can't change those orders. After all, I'm only a captain, and those orders come from someone far above me.
And that's the story of a prize fighter who during the First World War was kept behind the lines in an American army camp in France because his captain had carried out the order of an important American visitor. You might like to know who those men were. That prize fighter who was kept in an American army camp in France instead of being sent up to the front later became the heavyweight champion of the world. For his name was Gene Tunney. And Gene Tunney's captain ordered him to stay in camp. That captain later became the President of the United States, Harry S. Truman. And the American visitor who ordered Harry Truman to keep Gene Tunney in camp was then the Undersecretary of the Navy. Later, he also became the President of the United States. His name was Franklin Delano Roosevelt. I'll be back in a moment with our guest, Sonia Henie. But first, Reel 2, when you shave, does your razor tug and bite through your whiskers? Does your face feel tender afterward? Then try Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream. Man, Colgate Brushless gives you a trouble-free shave that's smooth, comfortable, practically effortless. You want to prove it without any risk? Then take advantage of this wonderful proposition. There's $1 cash as Colgate Brushless wins you in a flash. It will, and here's why.
Because it's light and fine texture. Colgate Brushless completely surrounds, softens, and supports each bristle better than greasy, heavy creams. No matting down, no clogging. Your razor doesn't skid or skip when you use Colgate Brushless, but cuts through clean and smooth.
Believe me, whether your beard is cast iron tough or soft as fuzz, Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream gives you a slick, smooth shave that you'll rave about. Even with cold or hard water, you get a swell shave. And there's no soreness or tenderness afterward. On the contrary, after you've used Colgate Brushless, your face has a refreshed, comfortable feeling that's really luxurious. So just get a large or giant-sized tube or jar of Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream and use it 1 week. If you don't agree, it's the shave supreme. Just mail that carton top back to me. Bill Stern, Cara Colgate, Jersey City, Zone 2, New Jersey. And you'll get $1 quick. Okay? There's $1 cash says Colgate Brushless wins you in a flash. Reel 3, Port of Sonia Henney. Ladies and gentlemen, the Sonia Henney story, starring Miss Sonia Henney speaking in person. Her story begins in far-off Norway. It's the month of April. Norway is going through the worst blizzard in its history. Snows piled deep. Wintry winds are howling. But that night, during the height of a storm, a man struggles through the snow. He's half frozen, but he keeps on until he reaches a door.
Who's there? Who is he?
It's William Henney. Come quickly, doctor. My wife is having a baby. There's no time to lose.
The doctor went back with William Henney. And the next morning, when a baby girl was born, her mother said,
I think we shall call her Sonia. Yeah, Sonia Henney.
By the time that Sonia Henney was six, she knew what she wanted. For that year, she said,
Papa, I want a pair of ice skates for Christmas.
Her father gave her those ice skates. She loved those skates. She spent every day practicing until one day she won her first competition. Next, she won the championship of Oslo. Not many years later, the Olympics were held. And when those Olympics came to an end, the announcer said,
Ladies and gentlemen, the new Olympic ice skating champion is Sonia Henney.
That year, Sonia Henney was 14 years old. But even though she was only 14, she was now the Olympic champion and the world champion as the most famous skater in the world. She was invited to skate in all the world's capitals. And so one day, she met a man who told her,
Fräulein Henney, you are looking at a man who is in love. Not with you, Fräulein, but with my niece, a girl named Gili. One day, I will marry her and make her famous.
But that man never did marry his niece. Nope. Instead, he had her murdered. For his name was Adolf Hitler. Sonia Henney hated Adolf Hitler. She also hated another man. A man who told her,
When you want to try a real sport, you should try an automobile race. I used to race an automobile myself. But, of course, you are a woman. And no woman can race an automobile. It's too dangerous.
The man who said that to Sonia Henney, Benito Mussolini. She didn't like Mussolini either, but she did take up the sport of auto racing. She drove a huge 16-cylinder car 15 hours a day for three straight days to place second in the national championship at Stockholm, Sweden. It was then that Sonia Henney decided that she would go to Hollywood and that she would become a movie star. She rented the only ice rink in Hollywood, and on this rink she staged her famous ice show. That's why on opening night her father rushed backstage and said to her,
Sonia, you know who's here? Carol Lombard, Jeanette McDonald, Ginny Rogers, Jimmy Stewart, Gene Arthur, Bessie Davis, Gary Cooper, Norma Shearer, Mary Pickford, Daryl Zanuck, and many, many more. Oh, Sonia, doing your best tonight.
Sonia did her best, and that night a new star was born. Every studio in Hollywood wanted her. Universal, Paramount, MGM, Warner Brothers, 20th Century Fox. That's why the next morning she was seated in the office of one of Hollywood's top producers who said,
Miss Henney, I'll give you $15,000 for your first picture.
I see. I'm wasting my time.
All right, $25,000.
You'll excuse me, I'm sure.
$50,000?
Sorry.
Well, what do you want?
I want $100,000.
Sonia Henney got what she wanted, and her first picture was a terrific success. Today, Sonia Henney's one of Hollywood's top stars, and here she is in person. Three times Olympic champion, 10 times world champion, the most famous ice skater of all time is Sonia Henney.
Thank you, Bill. It was a thrill hearing my life lived over again. But I'd like to take a moment, if I may, to tell you about the greatest athlete I ever saw. He was a ski champion, and he won many prizes in national ski meets. But as good a skier as he was an even better speed skater and became a champion. However, the sport that he loved the best was bicycle racing. and you was at that time the best bike rider that ever lived. Your race was too fast for him, and your course was too difficult. He took chances no other bike rider would dare, and he very seldom had a serious accident. As a bike racer, he won championships in France, in Germany, in England, in Italy. In fact, wherever they had races, his name was famous, a world champion. He was never beaten on the 100-kilometer course. I ought to know, for this great bike rider I am talking about, who was the champion of the world, was my father.
Thanks so much, Sonia Henney. The story of your life has been a fabulous one. But I know an even stranger story of another star, an actor named Charles Coughlin. Many, many years ago, Charles Coughlin was traveling with an acting company through the state of Texas when one day a Texas sheriff came up to him and said,
"Hey, you Coughlin, if I were you, I'd get out of Texas. We don't like actors down here."
One day later, Charles Coughlin was dead. He had died of a heart attack. That's why on September the 8th, 1900, his daughter came to Texas to bury him. However, as his body was being lowered into the ground, a terrible panic gripped the people watching his burial. But that day in Galveston, Texas, a gigantic tidal wave struck with savage fury. What about that body of Charles Coughlin? The body that was being lowered into the grave when that tidal wave had struck. When the waters receded, the body was gone, swept out to sea, and it wasn't until months later that Charles Coughlin's body in its coffin was found again. But several months later, it was washed ashore on the Prince Edward Island in Canada, over 2,000 miles from where it had been washed out to sea in Texas. It's strange that the body of Charles Coughlin should be washed out to sea in Texas, only to float ashore 2,000 miles away on Prince Edward Island. For this was the very island Charles Coughlin had been born. But even stranger is the fact that Charles Coughlin is not only remembered for his dramatic death, he's better remembered because it was he who wrote a song called
"I've Been Working on the Railroad."
Well, that's the story of Charles Coughlin, who wrote, "I've Been Working on the Railroad." Strange that this man who wrote the famous song, "I've Been Working on the Railroad," should go to his death in Texas, a state that didn't even want him. For it's this state of Texas that didn't want him, that did want his song. For it was Texas that changed his song from "I've Been Working on the Railroad" into a song called "The Eyes of Texas."
The eyes of Texas are upon.
What? State that kicked a man out, yet took his song and changed it into their state song.
Still came,
Reel 4, Arthur Geary.
Don't forget, ma'am, there's $1 cash, says Colgate Brushless, wins you in a flash.
Yes,
yes, sir. $1 says Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream gives you the smooth, comfortable, long-lasting shave you want. Here's why.
Because it's light and fine-textured, Colgate Brushless completely surrounds, softens, and supports each bristle better than greasy, heavy creams. There's no matting down, there's no clogging. Your razor doesn't skid or skip when you use Colgate Brushless. Instead, it cuts through clean and smooth.
And remember, Colgate Brushless gives swell shaves even with hard or cold water. Softens tough whiskers so they zip off without pulling or scraping. Leaves your face feeling delightfully smooth and comfortable.
Get a large or giant-sized tube or jar of Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream. If 1 week's use doesn't convince you it's something special, then just mail me back that carton top and Colgate will send you $1. Address? Bill Stern, care of Colgate, Jersey City, Zone 2, New Jersey. Is it a deal? There's $1 cash says Colgate Brushless wins you in a flash. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the 3-0 mark for tonight. Next Friday night, we'll be back same time, same stations, when our guest will be the famous orchestra leader, Mr. Timmy Dorsey. See you then. And until then, I'll be seeing you on the screen in the News of the Day newsreels at your favorite Lowe's or Associated Theaters. Now, till next Friday night at the very same time, this is Bill Stern wishing you all a good, good night.
Forget,
Singing comedian Dennis Day comes your way tomorrow on NBC.